Welcome to the September 6th virtual service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, and worship associate, Ellen Plummer. The theme of the service is Exercising Renewal. For the second week in a row, there is a time during the service in which participants can virtually light candles of remembrance using the Zoom chat feature. In the podcast, the beginning and end of that feature is included, but because of privacy concerns, the sharing of names of those virtually lighting candles is not included. For that, one must view the video.
Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation. We're located in Blacksburg, Virginia, but we're live with you all over the world. At the UUC, we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. And it's my joy to weave worship with Rev Pam this morning. And for those of you who might be new to us or with us for the first time, we are really happy and glad that you have found us. You'll find a link in the chat for a virtual visitor's card. Please fill that out. Let us know how to be in touch with you, because we would love to reach out. We invite you to stay after the service for our virtual coffee hour. This time, because Rev Pam insists on keeping us on our toes, we're going to go into breakout rooms for a chance to meet with one another in smaller groups for conversation this morning. And we're going to try something different. We're going to, in our coffee hour, our virtual coffee hour, be in maybe two small groups over the course of the time of our coffee hour. So we're going to break into a small group, then we're going to come back to the main group, and then we're going to break into a different smaller group. Apparently, we are surrounded by lovely beloveds who want to be with one another and not just be in the same group all the time. So Pam has figured it out, and we'll see how it goes. No pressure, Pam. There are also many opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. Look at the calendar on our website for times and for Zoom links and for contact information of individuals who can help guide you with how to connect with other folks. And thank you, a deep heartfelt thank you to all of the volunteers who participate in our community and make it possible for us to be together virtually and sometimes in person. Thank you to everyone. If you have a joy or a sorrow you would like shared aloud this morning during service, you will find the link for filling out and telling us your joy or sorrow in the chat. Please be sure to fill that out as well. And Pam has some additional announcements for us.
Thank you, Ellen. I wanted to let you know that this week we're starting up again with our spiritual aging group, which starts at 3 o'clock. It's from 3 to 5 on Zoom. And tomorrow is a brand new opportunity. It's called Monday Meetup. And the Connections Committee has decided to offer this time, not for anything, but just socializing. So come tomorrow at 7 o'clock on Zoom if you wanna connect with some of your UUC buddies. Also want to let you know that the auction that we usually have in October is evolving. It's one of our biggest social events, and this year we won't be able to gather in person here, but the auction committee is coming up with what we hope will be fun and exciting opportunities. We're thinking about a talent show and maybe making it into a fundraiser by asking people to vote with their dollars on who they think has the most talent. Or conversely, to vote with their dollars to get somebody to stop doing it is whatever they are doing. Anyway, it looks like lots of fun. That will be on October 24th. I also want to call your attention to some of the beautiful and interesting and delicious offerings on our auction website. So make sure you take a look at that. I was surprised last week. I was bidding on a set of books And it turns out I was bidding against my sister. So you'll get it if you make a bid on something and then somebody outbids you, you'll get an email warning you so that you can up your bid. Anyway, it's a great way to support our community, but also just looking through the catalog is a way to see what kinds of interesting lives folks in our congregation are living. And now I'd like to invite our chalice lighter. And that this morning is Evelyn. Let me see if I can find her. There she is. And Ellen will say the words of our chalice lighting as Evelyn lights her chalice and you can light yours at home.
As Pam mentioned, if you have a chalice or a candle at home, please join us in lighting chalice. We light this chalice as we're together today to worship in this time that isn't easy for everyone, but being together makes it better and easier in the community that we grow and cherish and take care of. Thank you, Evelyn.
Now I'll invite Ellen to share opening words, which she was supposed to do before the song, but I got ahead of herself.
Our worship theme this month is renewal. Renewal. How might we consider this theme? Is it an action, like renewing a lease on an apartment? Is it a physical-like feeling that is restored by the rest brought on by a good night's sleep? And how might renewal be felt with emotion, like the pleasure of reconnecting with an old friend? And in addition to and beyond ourselves, how might we participate in renewal with the varied communities of which we are a part? For me, some forms of renewal are an invitation for atonement, asking for, giving, and receiving the grace of forgiveness for self and for others. For me, renewal requires vulnerability and a very open heart. Our opening words this morning are by Rabbi Chaim Stern. For the times when I could have made peace with my neighbor, but picked a quarrel, forgive me. And forgive me too for the time when I could have accepted with grace an offering of friendship or reconciliation, but did not choose to listen. At times, in my willfulness, I may have closed my heart to the possibility of a healing word. Today and tomorrow, let my heart be open.
Now let us read together our congregational covenant. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness, and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love, while we celebrate the words of our mission statement, to inspire, create, and transform. And of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions.
Giving is a reminder that we are part of the interdependent web of all life, and that we are called to do our part to tend our relationships within that web. Each week, the UUC donates half of our offering to a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week, we invite all who are able to donate to The Mountain. The Mountain is a UU retreat that has for many, many years restored and renewed the spirit, the community, the leadership skills, the religious education skills of participants and lovers of the outdoors. The mountain is very dear to many of our congregants, and Lisa Evangelo has benefited from some of the online offerings that they have been providing during this time. Please give online at uucnrb.org/support/give or on your smartphone by using our Give Plus app, or you might consider texting the word fund to 844-909-2617. If you have never used any of these, look at your order of service and in the announcements for additional information. You will be able to give after the service as well.
And as we often do when we're in the sanctuary together, during the time of offering, we offer candles of hope and remembrance. Since we're online, we'll get Jamie to light those candles for us. If you would like to have a candle lit, just write your name or put in the chat that you'd like a candle lit. Now I'll ask Jamie to light one last candle to hold the hopes and the remembrances of all those who are gathered. May we all hold them in our hearts. Now look for a time of meditation. This morning, as we consider how to renew our spirits, I'd like to share some words that help introduce one of the spiritual exercises in our Soul Matters program. Speaking of our faith's commitment to covenant and the work of renewing our covenants with each other, Reverend Gretchen Haley writes, "What our faith asks of us, what our faith imagines for us, is that somehow, right at that moment when our hearts break, we will find our way to see through that heartbreak. We will stay put, not close off, not run away, not hurt back, but keep on being in relationship, doing what we can to repair the world and each other." So I now invite you to enter into a space of meditation, to take a deep breath, to soften your shoulders, to feel your feet on the ground. And if you'd like to close your eyes, while I invite you to think of a relationship of heartbreak in your life. Perhaps it's a family member or a friend, a co-worker or a neighbor. Some relationship that has been damaged or broken. Perhaps it's not a person at all. Perhaps it's an institution, an organization, a club, a government, your church. Perhaps it's some part of your life, a practice, a hobby or avocation, or a routine that you've gotten away from. Who or what has broken your heart? Who or what calls you back into relationship? Take a moment to consider what relationship you'd like to restore or repair, what you'd like to renew. Whoever or whatever it is, consider returning to that broken relationship and working on repair. Simply ask yourself, where have I withdrawn, been betrayed, or broken something myself? Open your heart to the possibility of renewal and repair, and listen for an answer. May it be so. Let us continue our time of meditation by singing "Open My Heart." Jared will lead us in this lovely round, And as you listen, as you sing, let the music help your heart open to the possibilities of renewal. Open my heart. This is one of the hymns that I hear in my head over and over again in the week leading up to a Sunday morning service and in the week after. I love the way that Jared layered the voices and created around. It reminds me of the practice of taizé or monastic chanting, in which the melody and the words become like a mantra that invites me into a meditative state. Open my heart. To what? What relationships in my life need renewal? And not just relationships with other people, but to parts of my life that have lost their place in the busyness of day to day. Having spent the month of July on vacation and study leave, my own answer to that question was a renewal of my commitment to meditation, to reading books just for fun, and to relearning how to play the piano. What relationship, however you define it, do you feel called to renew? Open my heart. I wonder how many of you hear the songs in your head that we do on Sunday morning, or hum the tune in the week following a service. Perhaps it's just me, an occupational hazard of being a minister, because I'm always thinking about what I'll say on Sunday morning. The themes stay with me on the days in between. It's one of the perks of being a minister. Today, I want to invite you to do the same, to expand your experience of our monthly themes to not just on Sunday mornings, but the rest of the week. As we face a world that is increasingly wearying to our souls, this is one way we can shore up our defenses, one way to find renewal. Now, it doesn't take, or it doesn't have to take, a long time to explore the themes all week long. We hope that you'll hear something on Sunday morning, a reading, a hymn, a meditation, or a sermon that gives you food for thought. So all it might take is reminding yourself of one idea that resonated and then bringing it up in conversation with a friend or family member. Or you could ask yourself a question when you wake up in the morning or before you go to bed at night. How is the theme this month, renewal, showing up in my life? Where do I want or need renewal? What does renewal mean to me? And once you commit to the theme, it might just pop up unbidden. The way it happens, has it ever happened when you made a really big purchase, like a car, maybe even a house, and then for weeks and months afterwards, you keep seeing new versions of whatever it was you bought. A theme can work that way. But if you want to make a deeper commitment, well, for the past 3 years, UUC has participated in the Soul Matters Sharing Circle. This is a network of UU congregations who follow the same monthly themes so we can more easily share materials. It's a web of support and connection, companions traveling in a new journey together each month, which means that Unitarian Universalists all across the country are considering the theme of renewal in September. The worship team uses some of these materials to help us decide how to best explore the themes on Sunday mornings and in our midweek gatherings on Wednesdays at 5:30. But everyone in the congregation has access to packets on the website that provide all kinds of resources: quotations, videos, podcasts, articles, books, movies, and music, all focused on the monthly theme. Honestly, there's more than one person could possibly explore in a month's time, so it can be pretty overwhelming, but you can pick and choose whatever resonates with you. The packets are on the Small Group Ministries tab of the UUC website. I'll ask Jamie to put that link into the chat at some point during today's service. While the materials are primarily for those participating in small groups, they're available to everyone in the congregation. Because of copyright, they're password protected, but the password is GotSoul, all one word, lowercase. Remember the Dairy Council's ads for Got Milk? So think GotSoul. So whether you join a group or not, you can deepen your experience of the themes by exploring the resources, which is a good thing. But you don't have to take my word for it. We did a survey of people who were involved in the Soul Matters groups last year, and they shared some of their thoughts. So Ellen, could you share some of what the folks in Soul Matters said?
Absolutely, I'd be delighted to. Some of the things that participants in the groups said were that they really loved being able to explore the worship theme of the month more deeply. They enjoyed and appreciated disciplining themselves to think about things they might otherwise not think about. Someone wrote that they loved being able to deepen their understanding of the issues surrounding the themes. This person writes, I would not have thought of several of them, especially around LGBTQ+ and racial themes. And another wrote, it's a very valuable spiritual exercise.
It sounds good, doesn't it? Making or renewing a commitment to explore a spiritual theme is easier, of course, if you have companions on your journey. As much as we want to do things for ourselves, it's often easier to keep our commitments to other people than to ourselves. So signing up for us to be part of a Soul Matters small group means having accountability partners and a deadline for those of us who need them. As many of you know, these are groups of 6 to 9 people who meet once a month between September and June for around 90 minutes to 2 hours. A facilitator leads discussions focused on a spiritual question and a question about the theme that each participant has chosen from the many in the packet. The words from today's meditation, that's just one of the exercises for September. The hope is that people will have spent a few weeks with the exercise and the question before they meet, but sometimes just choosing a practice or a question becomes valuable. I remember one time I was getting my tarot cards read by a classmate, and he asked me to make a short list of questions to ask him. The process of deciding what was important enough to ask turned out to be more valuable than any of his answers. And the resources in the packets, especially the different spiritual exercises and the questions, are designed to get us out of our heads and into our hearts. to not just think about the theme, but to experience it. The themes we explore on Sunday mornings take on new resonances in these meetings. And I want to share some more, but I want to make sure that my view is as large as it can get, and it's not. We have a few more testimonials from folks who have been in Soul Matters groups. Alan, do you want to share them? Oops, I went too fast. Sorry, let me go backwards. Is that the right one? Okay, there it is.
I found it amazing how much we had to talk about around our monthly theme and many common threads. Mm-hmm. It has strengthened my UUC experience.
Over here.
And I got to know some people better in the context of discussing the themes. Both the people in my group and the themes were really interesting.
Sorry, I'm trying to maximize my screen so you can see it better. Maybe next time. Even when the themes don't initially resonate, folks still find value in the meetings. If you've never participated in a covenant or a small group ministry program, at first it might feel a little strange. It's not like a seminar where people analyze and debate, or a support group where people bring their problems. Instead, the groups are structured to encourage deep listening, providing an opportunity to hear others and be heard in ways that don't happen often in the rest of our lives. It's a process that can lead to knowing each other and ourselves more deeply. This year, more than any other year, this opportunity to create connections with other people in the UUC community seems more important than ever. After 6 months of physical distancing and isolation, many of us crave connections and real relationships. Looking ahead to an uncertain future, to being distanced and separated from our usual lives, joining a Soul Matters small group is one way we can stay connected, one way we can create compassionate community. Now, truth be told, as your minister, I hope that these groups will inspire spiritual and ethical growth. And they do. But from what folks say, the greatest benefit of being in a group has to do with being with and coming to know other people. So I want to share one more, another set of testimonials, and Ellen can share them with us.
Folks wrote, the opportunity to practice listening, understanding the importance of personal history on a viewpoint, the opportunity to get to know different people, building relationships with UU folks in small groups without it just being idle small talk. What? We never do idle small talk. We're UUs. Meeting people I otherwise wouldn't, and getting to know their perspectives and getting to know people better and sharing our lives.
We realize that not everyone will want to join a Soul Matters group. As someone noted in our Connections Committee this week, our congregation is filled with introverts. The thought of joining a group may sound like the last thing you want to do. Adding one more meeting to an already busy schedule is another deterrent, especially a Zoom meeting. But several groups that started last September continued meeting after the pandemic hit, even through the summer, even on Zoom. But if you are intrigued and would like to sign up for a Soul Matters group, you'll find the link to the form to sign up in the chat or on the email that goes out from Lisa today or on the website or the newsletter. Sign up by Friday, the 11th of September, so we can get groups in place. There's a place on the sign-up form where you can indicate the day and time of day when you'd most like to meet. And there's also a place where you can ask questions. Now, if you're interested, but you're not quite ready to commit to a monthly meeting through June, you can also indicate that you'd like to try it out. If enough folks want to try a sample, we'll put together a group or two at a mutually agreeable time. Whether you choose to join a group this year or not, I encourage you to take advantage of the materials on the website to do your own spiritual explorations. And if you find later in the year that you'd like companions on your journey, be in touch with me or Marilyn DuPont, and we'll find a spot or maybe even start up a new group. This year, more than any other, consider renewing your commitment to your spiritual life. Let's hear once more from people who have already started this journey.
Some of the favorite parts of participating in Soul Matters have been beautiful integrity of the people in my group. My group provided a rare opportunity for deep listening and deep bonding with a small group. It was an intimate, trustworthy, and emotionally and spiritually rewarding experience. The structure of the group allowed each person to express themselves without interruption and judgment, creating a sense of safety and trust in the members of the group. It's an excellent way of making connection. The group was a safe harbor in a stormy world, and I look forward to our meetings every month.
Thanks for sharing all those, Ellen. May we all find safe harbor in a stormy world. May we all find ways to renew our commitments to ourselves, to our spiritual lives. This year, more than any year, let us open our hearts to the possibilities of renewal. So it is time for us to close our service. We'll do that by extinguishing the chalice. So as Cassie extinguishes the chalice, we do not extinguish the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we bring back, take with us out into the world and bring it back until we are together again.